This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
The Fablemans is Steven Spielberg's latest film, certainly one of my most anticipated films of 2022, and I got a chance to see it last night. The IMDb synopsis for it is, growing up in post-World War II era Arizona, young Sammy Fableman aspires to become a filmmaker as he reaches adolescence, but soon discovers a shattering family secret and explores how the power of films can help him see the truth. For those who don't know, that, you know, as this film was promoted and when it was first announced, it was, you know, it's essentially an autobiography of Steven Spielberg, with the little changes here and there. It's kind of a nod to his career, that he made. Typically you would think someone else would make that, but, not knocking Spielberg at all. Again, this was one of my most anticipated films of the year. It's Steven Spielberg. Film lovers are gonna, you know, always, if a Spielberg movie's coming out that year, they're going to want to go see it. So certainly was excited for this film, got a chance to see it last night. And, I left, feeling a little empty. The good stuff, I did enjoy it. It was entertaining. I actually laughed a lot in this film, which I wasn't expecting. First of all, the performances were outstanding. I mean, you had Michelle Williams, Paul Dano, Judd Hirsch, very small role, but an effective one. I will give you that. Seth Rogen, it centers around Sammy, is essentially this Spielberg character. Sammy, played by Gabriel LaBelle. He did a fantastic job as well. Again, the acting was fantastic. The look of this film was great. So, I mean, we're going to get acting nods, certainly for Michelle Williams. I could see one for Judd Hirsch for supporting. We're going to get cinematography. We're going to get director. It's going to get best picture. All nominations, whether it'll win or not, any of these categories, that's yet to be decided. It's certainly a film that is more story than plot. Essentially, there's really no plot to this movie. That's, you know, not really a critique. It's just what it is. It's a character study. Definitely there are great moments in this film where you feel, you know, the character, and you feel what Sammy's feeling. And, you know, it's Spielberg, just, you know, he always has a way of drawing you in and, you know, making you feel for certain characters. So that was all done very well. I love Seth Rogen, but I feel like he doesn't fit in this time period in film. I love him as an actor, but in this film, I don't know, him in 1950s, 60s, it just felt like Seth Rogen in a time machine, you know, going back. I think the main takeaway from this film is going to be the acting, with, you know, Michelle Williams. I mean, she, you know, is a powerhouse in every film she's in. And, I think this could be her year, because I think she's, I forget what it's one or the other. They're either pulling for her to go for supporting or lead. She's more of a supporting role in this, so I would think it would be supporting, but I think they're pushing her for lead. It might be one or the other. I could be way off. I should know this. I've been getting all these four-year consideration screeners and everything. I should know this, but hey, look it up after you listen here. But what was missing from this film? I mean, again, there was no plot, which again, I'm fine with, but you know, it didn't really go anywhere for me. And there wasn't really a why to the story and a message. I know it's hidden in there somewhere. I might need to digest it a little more, but, at first watch, it just didn't totally grab me the way I wanted it to. I was going into this thinking it was going to be, you know, a magical spectacle. I didn't get that, which is fine if a film isn't what you expected it to be. It just left me wanting more. I mean, I was talking, you know, to my wife about it, and she, you know, she definitely agrees with me, because we were talking about, you know, going into a film and having high expectations. But if that's how it affects the view of your film, that's the film. I mean, that's what the film is essentially the takeaway. You know, so you can't make excuses for it. I feel like I do this too much, where I, you know, try to make an excuse for a film because I'm trying to force myself to like it, which is what I'm doing with this film. I'm trying to force myself to like it. I liked it. Again, I did like it. It wasn't a masterpiece. It wasn't one that I'm going to go back to a lot. Again, nice to look at, great acting. I feel like there's the core message to this film wasn't fully laid out there. I don't want to say it didn't stick the landing, because it was just the end of a story. We're along for the ride in Sammy's journey in this film. Again, I'm trying not to give anything away, obviously. But yeah, we're just kind of growing up with him. It is a coming of age tale. Now that I'm speaking about it, maybe I'm liking it more. I don't know, because I do love the coming of age tales. But no, I mean, it's, again, I walked away just feeling like it needed more. You know, and then with you know, speaking of not having a message, I mean, there is a scene with Judd Hirsch where it feels like this is the core of the movie and what the movie is essentially about. He, you know, is talking to Sammy and expresses things about art. I mean, it's even in the trailer, art, family, it tears you apart. It's essentially about, you know, making choices between art and family, and it's either you got to go all in on both. I mean, you can't, you know, no half measures, as Mike from Breaking Bad would say. It's full measures. If you're going for art, you got to go all the way. But you can't have one foot in and one foot out. You know, you got to go all the way. If it's family, if it's art. So I mean, that's essentially the message in this film, I'd say. It was just one scene of that, you know. The film carries on, and then it doesn't really, I feel like, touch on that. I mean, there's certain reveals in the film that happen that, you know, keep you intrigued and keep you like, oh, okay, what's going to happen next, but it doesn't really do anything with it. There's plenty of Spielbergisms, you know, a lot of his trademark stuff, you know, riding bikes. You know, you got the I can't think specifically what, but there's a lot of different shots where it's like, yep, that's Spielberg. It didn't celebrate cinema as much as I thought it was going to. So I think that might be another disappointment there. But, you know, it's one I'm glad, you know, I was able to see on the big screen. Again, it's a nice film to look at. It was enjoyable, entertaining. I definitely recommend watching it. Just for me, it fell a little bit flat. Paul Dano gives a solid performance. I'm just looking at the cast here, making sure I don't forget everything. But yeah, Paul Dano, he's super solid. I mean, anything he's in. But it's just what a difference from playing the Riddler this year in the Batman, and then plays Bert Fableman in this film. Keep wanting to say he plays Spielberg's father, but again, it's not the Spielbergs; it's the Fablemans. But yeah, I don't know exactly. I know a lot of it is stuff that happened to Spielberg, but yeah, I don't know how much was embellished and all that. But I think that might be distracting as well, is you're thinking the whole time, wow, this happened to Steven Spielberg. Oh, that happened to him. Oh, wow, that's crazy. That's, you know, maybe how he got motivation for this. But I think that took away more for me anyway than it added to it. But yeah, I mean, to sort of sum up, it was, for Spielberg lovers, yes, see it. You got to, see it on the big screen. But don't expect much of a spectacle. Great acting, one of the best in a Spielberg film, I'd say. Great acting, great humor. There's no edgier seat suspense or anything. It's not that type of film. Couple nice reveals, nice ending, I'd say. The ending, again, if more happened in the film, the ending would have been spot on. Like, if more happened to earn the ending, like, it would have been like, yeah, like, because, you know, again, I don't feel like it was a celebration of cinema as much as he intended it to be, it seemed like. But anyway, yeah, it's one of those where it's hard to put into thoughts or into words, because I'm trying to like it, but I guess I just got to go with my gut. I gotta go with my gut. I didn't like it as much as I wanted to, and that happens. Will it end up in my top 10 this year? Probably, because I was speaking with a colleague, Ryan Terry. What's up, Ryan? Before the film, he was at the screening as well, and it's just this year with movies, it's just not. We're gonna have trouble coming up with a top 10. He said, you know, it's and I agree with him. It's even though this film fell a little flat for me, it still might end up in my top 10, just because I don't know what's going on with movies. For me, the last couple of years, I feel like movies have been just, I don't know, I haven't been excited about much. And I want to be. I'm enthusiastic about movies when I go into them. I'm not trying to not like them. It's just, yeah, I feel like I need to get a film again that really grabs me. I need another, for me, La La Land, you know, that's what I need. But anyway, in terms of stars in buckets of popcorn, I'd give it 3 out of 5 stars. And there goes my phone. I'd give it 3 out of 5 stars. It's a solid movie. It's not a bad movie. It just a little empty. And buckets of popcorn, I'd give it 3.5 buckets of popcorn. It was entertaining. It, again, there were a lot of laughs in it. It was a 2.5 hour runtime. I didn't notice it that much. I was engaged in the film the whole time, but I think it was because I was waiting for more to happen. But you know, it's definitely a solid Spielberg movie. Not his best, not his worst, but you know, Spielberg lovers will enjoy it. It might fall a little flat, like it did for me, but overall didn't hate it. So 3.5 buckets of popcorn, 3 stars. And there you have it. I don't know, I feel like I'm rambling. I always ramble. Hopefully it made sense. But that's film criticism, baby. You can follow us on Twitter at BlockbusterCast for, I don't know, Twitter is going away or something. Is it? I don't know. I keep hearing it, but it seems like it's fine. Everything's running fine. Everyone says, oh, this is the last day, and then it stays there. Anyway, at BlockbusterCast, BlockbusterMentalities.com is where you can find our shows and everything like that. We just switched website host providers, whatever you want to call it. So there might be some issues with our website in the last few days, but should be getting those bugs fixed soon. Follow us on Instagram at Blockbuster Mentality. Check out our latest episodes. Henry Thomas was just on the show. That was a treat speaking with him, speaking to Spielberg, Henry Thomas, Elliot from E.T. And we got a show with Dave and Dan Franco coming up. They talk Top Gun Maverick, finally. We haven't done a show on Top Gun Maverick. Never did a review on it, but that'll be coming out soon. But anyway, so yeah, Fablemans, go see it. It's a Spielberg movie. It's decent. And that's it. That's all I got. All right, folks. Well, that is it for me. As always, grab some popcorn, grab some snacks. We'll catch you guys at the movies.